Consulates in foreign countries, of course, take care of a great deal of serious business. And so sometimes we might forget here at El Paso that the Consulate General of Mexico, located at 910 East San Antonio Avenue, is also an arts presenter. And with me is the cultural attaché with the Mexican Consulate, Karina Bugarini. Welcome, Karina. It's good to have you here.
Thank you, Monica, for having me here. I was looking forward for an interview at the KTEP.
Our pleasure to have you here. And I see so many things that you sponsor in the community. I know you have two events coming up, one of them on May the 9th at the Chamizal National Memorial. Tell me a little bit about that event.
Yes, we have two great artists coming to town. Both of them are Mexican, of course. We always promote Mexican culture, Mexican artists, because by promoting cultural programs, the cultural has two main goals. The first one is to maintain in contact the Mexican community with its own culture. And the second goal is to do what all diplomatic missions need to do, which is to promote complete and comprehensive, positive and accurate image of our country in this society.
Excellent. So the presentation of artists from Mexico, of course, is one way that you enrich our environment here so very much. Now, Fernando Dominguez and Jacqueline Lopez will be presenting a contemporary dance performance, and this will be at the Chamizal National Memorial, 800 South San Marcial. Again, that's May 9th at 6 p.m. And you also have events at other locations in town. For example, May 29th at 6 p.m., you'll have another group performing here at UTEP at the Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall.
Yes, we do. Let me go back with Fernando Dominguez and Jackie Lopez for the May 9th at the Chamizal. They are the greatest performance in contemporary dance. They have amazing career in Mexico. And also, Fernando Dominguez is dancing in Holland for the last 8 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. And they have been granted by the Mexican government for do these kind of shows all around the world.
Excellent. So they have backing of the Mexican government. That's as cultural programming for the rest of the world.
Yes.
Beautiful.
And you cannot see this very often because they are two people and they are going to perform a 60 minutes performance by themselves, a pas de deux. They combine ballet dance with contemporary. So it's going to be very interesting. It's a whole new project.
Oh, and that puts real pressure on the dancers when there's no core to back them up. It's just them.
Yes, absolutely.
And now the May 29th performance with Matias Carvajal Ensemble. Tell me about them.
Matias Carvajal is presenting his performance at the Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall. And Matias happens to be the son of Sebastián del Sculptor. So he has been traveling, as you can imagine, all around the world. And he's been studying music in Paris. And he plays jazz. So he's coming to town with another 6 musicians. And it's going to present his first album called Mirando al Cielo.
Ah, qué bonito.
That will be lovely. At 6 o'clock at the Recital Hall on May 29th.
Are the programs free of charge?
Yes, we always have free admission for all of our programs.
I know you just completed a program that was presented by the Mexican Consulate and the El Paso Opera, and I believe it was also the Chamizal.
Yes, you're right, Monica.
And that was it piano and voice opera?
It was a piano and opera recital.
Lovely.
Was called Game, Love, and Impressionism, of course, with Mexican artists David Rodriguez and Alejandrina Vázquez, and they performed at the Chamizal last Thursday. It was a very, very nice concert.
Well, I thank you to the Mexican Consulate for the cultural programs that have been provided for many, many years. And I think perhaps people don't know about the programs or don't look for them. The easy way to find them is just Google Mexican Consulate. They're located at 910 East San Antonio Avenue. Or you can call 544-6489 for information. But do be aware that this is something special that's done for our community by Mexico. And we thank Karina Bugarini. She is the cultural attaché for the Consulate General of Mexico for giving us a heads up. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Monica, for having me again.